Roses are red, violets are blue. When Jake Kelly calls your man, he better pick you.
Okay, let's give you a quick recap here. I have Sarah on the phone. She wants to find out if her boyfriend of a couple years named Jason is cheating on her because he's been giving lame excuses about scratches on his back, saying they're coming from his cat in the middle of the night, and scratches on his neck, saying it's just from his laundry detergent. You know, Sarah, you still want to go through with this because, I mean, you're going to find out the truth here in about 45 seconds. You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and make sure you don't say anything, I mean, right at first anyways, okay? Because I want to talk to him for a minute, so I don't want him to know that you're on the line right away, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's call him. I always get nervous right about now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ronald J. Heffenbergen, and I just want to say thank you. You know, congratulations. You're this month's winner. Free bouquet of a dozen roses.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
No.
I appreciate
it. Wait, hang on. Don't hang up. There's no sign up. There's no information traded. I don't need a credit card. This really is just a free dozen roses, a free beautiful bouquet of flowers here that you can send to anybody special in your life. Do you have somebody special in your life?
Hold on. So I don't, like, no strings attached. You don't need a credit card. You're not going to, like, spam me with a bunch of information or anything like that, a bunch of stuff I don't want.
Nope, not at all. This is our way of just, you know, getting our name out there. Hopefully you like our flowers, you like our service, and you'll use this in the future. You know, we're a brand new, locally owned, smaller flower shop, and we're trying to compete here. And remember, the person that you send them to, they're never going to know they're free at all.
All right. Okay, I guess.
Okay, great. And what we're going to do here is give you a beautiful bouquet of flowers along with a vase. And I guess I just need a name first. Who would you like to send these flowers to?
Send them to Jessica.
Jessica?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hello.
Oops, must have accidentally switched lines there for just a second. We're a new business here. Now, we have a card. What would you like the card to say? It's up to like 170 characters of anything you want.
Okay, go with, thanks for the great time, the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see you again. Spank the pumpkin. Winky face.
I'm sorry, did you say spank the pumpkin?
It's kind of like an inside thing. She'll know what it means.
Oh, wow. Okay. And a winky face. She sounds wild.
Yeah.
And
who the hell is Jessica?
Hello?
Jason, who is Jessica?
What?
You're such a scumbag loser prick.
Sarah?
Yes, it's Sarah, you idiot. Who is Jessica?
Hold on. Wait. What? Why are you on?
Who is Jessica?
Hold on.
I can't believe you.
I don't understand. What is going on here? Who the hell is this?
Okay, Jason. Hey, Jason. Okay, hold on. There's no flowers. I got to tell you this right now. This is Jake Kelly, Tanner from WIXX. We do a thing called Cheater Cheater. Sarah calls me because she thinks you were cheating on her.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
I knew it. You are an...
Sarah, hold on for a second.
You're such...
Hold on, Sarah.
No. Who is Jessica?
She is just a friend. Like a friend that's going through hard times. You should understand that.
A friend? A friend that I have never, ever heard you talk about, ever? Who is she?
She's just a friend. She's just this friend I knew from my other job. I mean, come on. Just a friend.
Just a friend. Just a friend. Is she the one that gave you all the scratches on your back?
I told you, that is from my cat. I told you, my cat scratches me. I'm sleeping. The cat wants to play.
To play?
Yes, that's why I'm getting her to claw. I told you that.
Oh, my God. And what is slap the pumpkin or whatever you said?
Yeah, hold on for a second.
You know what? I don't want to know. I don't even want to know anything. You're a lying piece of and I want all of your stuff gone.
Hold on. I don't even know what is going on here.
Yeah, you do. You know exactly what's going on with her. You're cheating on Sarah.
Wait, who are you?
It doesn't matter, dude. Just admit it. Man up and admit that you're cheating. That's
just
it.
Admit it, Jason.
Look, dude, I don't have to admit anything to you, bro, ever. You are a piece of DJ, man.
Jesus.
You know what? Like I said, I am not talking about this on the radio. I do not need to justify myself to anybody, man.
Yeah, you're right, Jay. You don't have to justify yourself with me, but you should with Sarah.
Exactly.
Look, screw you, dude. Whatever your name is, I'm going to talk about this with you later, Sarah.
No, you're not talking to me ever again. Don't ever call me. Don't you call me. You're a scumbag.
Sarah, baby, do not do this. Come on. You are taking this totally the wrong way. You got to, first of all, just hear what's going on.
I don't want to talk to you ever again. Or I don't ever want to see you again, okay?
Whatever. This is ridiculous. I am not doing this on the radio.
Why didn't you go talk about it with your little Jessica?
Did he hang up? Sarah, he hung up.
Oh, my God, I knew it. I knew it. What a scumbag. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. What a jerk.
Oh, man.
You're listening to Jake, Kelly, and Tanner on 101 WIXX.